Jolly is the president of UAW Local 724 and the recording secretary for UAW's CAP Council, and he's on the other end of our line. Dean, did I get your name correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to make sure I had that right. Tell me, what is the UAW CAP Council?
What the CAP Council is, it's representative of the locals in a geographic area. Our particular CAP Council covers all of the UAW locals in Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties. And we're within Region 1C, which is 11 counties within the UAW International.
And before we talk about the CAP Council and the endorsements that they have made for the candidates for the upcoming city council race, I want to just get your overall view of the UAW finding common ground with Ford and GM on contracts.
Well, we're pleased that there's been some positive movement. I know it hasn't played out as well as it possibly could for some parties, but the most important thing is there's been a renewed commitment to building products here in this country, which then has the domino effect of then the whole community surrounding that, not just the plant itself, but the suppliers, the affiliated businesses that do business with them, you know, your grocery stores, your restaurants, your gas stations, are all going to have a residual effect from that, because anywhere between, for every assembly job at one of the plants, between 7 and 10 other jobs are somewhat attached to that in some form or fashion.
You know what's interesting, Dean? We have so many challenges with our economy and with debt, and Wall Street's a roller coaster, and the housing industry has been so challenged, and state budgets have been so challenged, but yet the auto industry has found a way to turn it around, make profits, and sell good cars. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that what they had to do was kind of reinvent themselves and try to look at things from a different perspective than before. The old adage, we're no longer 10-foot tall and bulletproof, I think was finally something that they looked at, and then they had to make sure that the niche that they were in for the big three I'm talking about was a niche that they could make sure that they were going to be able to hold on to. And by making sure that the right mix of vehicles for the public was out there for them to do, and they were competing with the foreigns. The transplants are now in a lot of different states in the United States building products, so they had to react according to that and make sure that they were still going to be a viable player in the automobile industry going forward.
As the UAW president for Local 724, as a president, as a UAW member, do you feel like you and the people you serve are partners with the big three?
Well, our local doesn't have any General Motors employees, but we have the suppliers, a lot of the suppliers that supply both the Grand River and Delta Township plants. So I believe that our members are a partner to a certain extent, is that as long as these companies, and I'm speaking mostly of GM because the majority of our folks supply the GM plants, as long as GM is remaining a player, our folks are working. And probably 80 to 90% of our members work at the suppliers. So 80 to 90% of our 1,500 members are involved in that on a day-to-day basis.
We're talking with Dean Pojale. He's the president of UAW Local 724. He's also the recording secretary for the UAW CAP Council. And yesterday, the CAP Council endorsed candidates for the upcoming city council race. Tell us who you like and why.
Well, what we did, Tony, was we took a screening back in May of the candidates who had requested our endorsement. And out of that, we made recommendations. We do not tell any of our members how to vote, but these are our recommended candidates based on the interviews we had, some other factors that have gone in, especially if they had held office. For the city of Lansing at-large positions, incumbents Derek Quinney and Carol Wood received our recommendation. In the first ward was Jody Washington, and in the third ward was Jason Wilkes.
Why did you like those? Pick something out for each.
Well, Derek and Carol, being incumbents, there was a track record that we saw that they had supported working people. I'm not just talking about unions, I'm talking about working people. And then in fact that so many of our members from all of our locals live in the city of Lansing, that had a very important factor to us to make sure that when decisions were being made, that the working people of Lansing were being considered. Jody brought a new, and Jason brought a new energy, being from the outside in, so to speak. No disrespect to any of the current candidates. We just looked at the fact that they were bringing a different slant or energy that we found to be positive. And in the discussions we had afterwards, we looked at that and we thought, okay, maybe we're going out on a limb because we didn't endorse this person or that person, but that's how grassroots politics gets started, and that's why it's important that we make sure that we look at all things considered.
Will you be supporting these candidates with any finances from the PAC?
Well, that decision is made on an international basis, not locally. So once a candidate gets an endorsement, then that sends the message from then our CAP coordinator for region, then to our director, that that's who we support. Then they make those decisions, and the international UAW also partakes in that, because no local union can give money to a candidate. So the only way we can support them is through what's called voluntary community action program. Checkoff, which is a taken out of your check, and it's a voluntary basis because no dues dollars are allowed to be spent on a candidate.
From your perspective, why does the UAW need to be involved in politics?
Well, politics, really, when we think about it, I mean, a lot of times we resonate on the Washington and Lansing, but our sewer rates, our schools, our roads, our utility rates are all politically charged in some form or fashion. So I believe in order for us to be able to exist and coexist in a community, we have to be positive in our thought process of what these impacts will have on our members. So that's why it's important to be able to know and educate ourselves on what actually the process is. So I think it's important that we remain involved in that in a political basis. Nonpartisan in some cases, partisan just depending on the circumstance.
There are politicians who want people who are members of unions to have an opportunity to be able to not be a member of that union and or not be forced to pay dues. Why do you think that all the folks who work within the means of the UAW, why is it important that they pay dues and be union members?
Well, from my perspective, I first joined the union in 1972, so I've seen the effect and the impact it's had on myself and my family. But I equate it to this, is that we pay insurance on our lives, our vehicles, our homes. By having our union dues is like insurance on our job. Will it protect our job and will we always have a job? No. But what it does is it gives us a quality in the workplace that if there's an injustice, we have a grievance procedure. And just because I'm wearing tennis shoes today that are not the company colors, I can't be just arbitrarily discharged. So I believe it's important that we have that to maybe make the playing field as level as we possibly can and to give some kind of remedies to our memberships.
All right, Dean, thanks so much. I enjoyed the conversation.
Yes, sir.